Carl Jung was born in Kesswil, Switzerland in 1875, and at age 4 moved to a suburb outside Basel. His family was prominent in Basel. His paternal grandfather was one of the most respected physicians and was rumored to be the illegitimate son of the German poet Goethe. Jung was the oldest of two surviving siblings. An older brother lived for only a few days. He was about 9 years older than his sister, so he was a lot like an only child for much of his childhood. Religion was a big part of Jung's childhood. His father was a Protestant minister, and his mother was a theologian's daughter, and both were the youngest of 13 siblings, many of whom grew up to be pastors. His mother's family also had a tradition of mysticism. For example, his mother's grandfather talked to the dead and kept an empty chair for the ghost of his first wife. Jung's father was dependable, but Jung thought him to be weak, with strong doubts about his religion. His mother, in contrast, was very unstable. She had two separate dispositions, the practical one, and then a mystical, unstable, and supposedly clairvoyant personality, which usually came out at night. He called this her number two personality. His parents were in many ways exact opposites, and as we'll see, his theory is built on the idea of opposites and reconciliation of opposites. Jung discovered a number two personality in himself as well. During adolescence, Jung came to conceive of his number two personality as something other than himself, an old man long dead. Then, Jung's number one personality again became dominant, and Jung was able to focus on his studies in medicine and then psychiatry. There was another time when his number two personality again overtook him, and this was after his break with Freud. In 1903, Jung married Emma Rauschenbach, who became Emma Jung, a Swiss woman from a wealthy family. But Jung also had a long-standing affair during his marriage. David Cronenberg's film, The Dangerous Method, maybe you saw this with Keira Knightley, is about Sabina Spielrein, one of the first female psychoanalysts. Spielrein was Jung's patient, and the film is about an affair they were alleged to have had. He definitely had a 40-year-long, very public affair with another former patient, Tony Wolfe. His wife actually knew about the affair, but understood that Tony could better relate to his personality number two. Jung himself wrote about her in his autobiography, but his children had all references to her removed because they resented her, as you might imagine.